Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Secretary Treasurer for the Jamestown Rural Fire Department, Travis Lemieux, joining us, and we have the Director from the Bloom Township for the Rural Fire District, Bob Lulai, joining us. And Bob and Travis, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us on Let's Talk About It. We got some informational meetings coming up real soon for the Jamestown Rural Fire Department because it looks like you guys are working on a future project to move the fire department to a bigger location. Travis or Bob, you guys want to take it away and explain why the fire department's looking for a new location right now?
Right now we're looking for a new location just mainly because of the equipment. The equipment size is getting so much bigger, and we've done fairly good, and we've been really good with grants and with our fundraising to keep it so we could keep getting new equipment and keep all our equipment updated. But it's gotten so big that we have just outgrown the space we're in. The space we're in is 5,770 square feet. The place we're looking to move into and to do some remodeling and addition on will bring that square footage up to 8,470 square feet.
18,000, yeah. That's so, a huge jump, a lot more space for the fire department at that point.
Yeah, because right now our meeting room doubles as our offices, meeting room, cooking space for our meetings, that type of thing. So when we do regional trainings and stuff, we are really crammed in there. Yeah. So we're going to run a couple open houses.
Perfect.
The open houses we're looking at doing is on May 12th. The open house runs from 9 to 12. At 10 o'clock, we're going to have a presentation of what we're looking to do and why. Okay. And then we're going to run another one on May 22nd. And that goes from 6 to 8 with the presentation at 7.
In the evening.
Okay, so there's a couple of chances then. If an individual can't make this one Saturday, May 12th, they'll have a chance on Tuesday, May 22nd from 6 to 8 then to stop by and check it out. I think we should also talk, Travis, the Jamestown Rural Fire Department's been in that building that you guys are in now for, it looks like, since the 60s.
Yes. Yeah, because there's been two additions done on that building, and I think the last time the addition was done on that was in like 1988.
Wow.
So, yeah, and there's just no more room to build on
out there.
Yep.
Again, we have Travis Lemieux and Bob Lulai joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So they are looking at a new location, and you already said like it's going to increase the size that you guys will have, the amount of space you'll have, nearly threefold. Where's that out, kind of about, Travis, for those who maybe want to check that out too?
The new building and lot is 1209 9th Street Southeast.
Okay.
It used to be owned by CenturyLink and Ma Bell. There's this over 3 acres of land there.
3.45 acres out there. And Bob, you were saying too that, you know, things will have to happen to this. It'll have to be brought up to code. There's a couple of plans as far as that goes too, right?
Initially, we thought the structure would comply with our needs. But as it turned out, it's going to be able to be remodeled to do that.
Okay.
But we still need the additional room. And we figure if we do something now, and we encourage people to go along with us to do this so that we can take care of this situation for 20, 30 years. You know, we've had a building down there that's been had a lot of issues with it as far as roof and this and that, and we've got a lot of it all taken care of and everything, but this property absolutely came up, and we had looked at purchasing some other property, but that didn't work out. But this came up, and we really, really got a good buy on it, and thinking we could use the facility that was there.
Yeah.
That's another story, but we found out that, well, by our building has to be a Category 4, which is to comply with the city building official and the state.
Okay.
So that all emergency services are to be in a Category 4 building. Well, not all of them are, but as time goes by and they redo and rebuild, they are required to do that. So that kind of cost us a little more to do that, but also it helped us create a new facility that's going to be modern and done for a long time. We've got 22 districts plus Spiritwood Lake that have a representative from each district. We've got over 28 firemen with one apprentice.
Okay.
The guys are all under 50, which is a very, very unusual situation and a good situation. So we need to encourage them to stay trained, which they have been doing. Our equipment is certified. We've done a lot of changes in the few years that I've been there. I've only been there probably 7-8 years or so.
Yeah.
And we have a very good group of firemen that are take their job very seriously.
Yeah.
And we want that. Yep. So we want to get away from that railroad track situation down there also. If there's ever a situation like Castleton had or... believe me, you're going to lose your emergency services. There will be no one to respond.
Exactly.
Because they're gone.
Yep.
And that's another reason we wanted to get away from that area. We're on that 12th Avenue area where they're talking of putting the new overpass.
Right.
12th Avenue, 3rd Street.
Yep.
That'll be a plus for us. We encourage them to do that. We'd like to see that. We'll have a good shot all directions, and that was our main thing, was to try and find a lot that had that.
Yeah, and for you know, for the area that the rural fire department services, very important that we have a space where they can continue to grow, maintain that equipment to serve the different areas. You said 22 townships plus Spiritwood Lake, so it's very important that they are able to continue that service.
Well, and also, you know, you've got the situation out at the Spiritwood Park out there.
Yep.
We're responsible for that, too.
Yep.
So there's a lot of unknowns in some of those areas sometimes, and we're finding out that there's going to be a little more training. There's going to be a need for maybe specialty vehicles and stuff like this. So we have to have a place for them.
Yep. Getting ready for the future for that.
Absolutely.
Bob Lulai again and Travis Lemieux joining us on Let's Talk About It. So these public information meetings, a good chance for individuals to stop by the current Jamestown Rural Fire Department and see just, you know, the amount of space that there's not left. Right, Travis?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, the biggest thing is these trucks have just gotten so much bigger. And
yeah.
Like I said, we keep updating our equipment, which is great because then we're not worried about the equipment breaking down. But yeah, it's just they take up so much space anymore that the small fire hall we're in right now, we're just really crammed for space.
That location of that fire hall is behind the Jamestown City Fire Hall. It's on 3rd Avenue Southwest. I'm not sure of the exact number of the structure.
It's 205 3rd Avenue
Southwest.
Northwest. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Northwest. It's on the north side of the tracks.
Right. Right.
And, you know, that's if. And our equipment, we have updated in the last 5 years greatly because there's a lot of things that weren't competent to fight a fire. The firemen were taking risks by going out and not knowing if the equipment was suitable. So we've tried to get everything that they need to be safe. And it's all paid for. We have a lot of good firemen that have created some grants.
Yeah.
And went after grants, and this has helped us immensely, you know. And so we're running on a good budget.
Yeah,
we're going into this project. It's going to be about $2.8 million. That's kind of the budget we're setting for this. Like I said, the building that we had planned for the first one was 5.2, which we knew we couldn't do.
Yeah,
that was just out of our
hands. Pretty high price range. Yeah,
this is a doable thing. It's going to be on a 30-year mill levy through USDA. Hopefully, this will all go with the residents, and they will vote to have us receive the mill levy.
Yes, absolutely. So, again, you're highly encouraged to check out the current building at 205 3rd Avenue Northwest this Saturday, May 12th from 9 to 12, and again, Tuesday, May 22nd from 6 to 8, a presentation at 10 a.m. this Saturday and 7 p.m. on Tuesday to learn more about the project, to get more information about it so people can make that informed vote when it does come up, like Bob was pointing out. Bob or Travis, is there anything else you wanted to mention about the fire department, the fire district, or about the planned project for this?
If you we're going to have the plans for what we're looking at doing down at the fire hall, too, so those are always out so people can see them. And then the other nice thing is, too, is the winters, which we all know how winters are around here, yeah. is we'll now have a spot to train indoors. Right now, we pull our trucks outside. We leave the trucks outside. Of course, they have water in them for an hour or so. Mm-hmm. We do some training. We pull our trucks back in. With this new structure and new plans we're looking at doing, we don't have to worry about doing that anymore. Because, like he said, we're a pre-group of pretty young people on the fire department, and we do real well with our training. We like to keep all our training up. So
you can understand, as you've watched and read the newspapers and mm-hmm. so forth, about the problems that the rural fire departments are having, the city fire departments are having in getting volunteers. We feel very fortunate, and we are. So we want to maintain that and maintain a good, safe group of guys, our gals. We encourage the gals to come out, too. We really are providing areas in this new facility for unisex and for women and for whatever. You know, we are not going to discriminate in any way, shape,
100%,
or form.
100%. Perfect. Well, Travis and Bob, thank you guys for joining us. If people have questions, is there anywhere they can go, Travis or Bob, to call or
I guess they can call me.
Like
absolutely. I'll give you a number.
Perfect.
And they can call me. I don't have a problem with that, because I'd encourage people to find out what's going on. Before you come and vote, know what you're voting for or against. My number is 320-4721. And if I don't answer, that's because I didn't want to.
He's got the caller ID, so he knows who's calling. And Travis, I think you guys have a website too, right? That maybe they can get information or get contact information there too?
Yeah, I believe the fire hall phone number is on there. We are a volunteer fire station, so if we don't answer, it's because no one's down there.
Because it's volunteer, right? You guys are all doing other things too. So Travis and Bob, thank you guys so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you, Juan.